There was no doubt that Senator Ledstone was an original. It seemed to run in the family. His grandmother had been a colonel in the dreaded Beverly Hills Militia, whose skirmishes with the L.A. Irregulars had spawned endless psychodramas in every medium from old-fashioned ballet to Memnochip. And his grandfather had been one of the most notorious bootleggers of the 21st century. Before he was killed in a shootout with the Medicops Canadian during an ingenious attempt to smuggle a kiloton of tobacco up Niagara Falls, it was estimated that Smokey Ledstone had been responsible for at least 20 million deaths. Ledstone was quite unrepentant about his grandfather, whose sensational demise had triggered the repeal of the late USA's third and most disastrous attempt at prohibition. He argued that responsible adults should be allowed to commit suicide in any way they pleased, by alcohol, cocaine, or even tobacco, as long as they didn't kill innocent bystanders during the process. Certainly Grandpop was a saint, compared to the advertising tycoons who, until their high-priced lawyers could no longer keep them out of jail, had managed to fatally addict a substantial fraction of the human species. The Commonwealth of American States still held its General Assembly in Washington in surroundings that would have been perfectly familiar to generations of viewers, though anyone born in the 20th century would have been extremely perplexed by the procedures and forms of address. Yet many committees and subcommittees still kept their original names, because most of the problems of administration are eternal. It was as chairman of the CAS Appropriations Committee that Senator Ledstone first encountered Space Guard Phase 2, and was outraged. It was true that the global economy was in good shape, since the collapse of communism and capitalism, now so long ago that both events seemed simultaneous, the skillful application of chaos theory by World Bank mathematicians had broken the old cycle of booms and busts, and averted, so far, the final depression predicted by many pessimists. Nevertheless, the senator argued that money could be much better spent on terra firma, especially on his favorite project, reconstructing what was left of California after the superquake. When Ledstone had twice vetoed the proposal to fund Space Guard Phase 2, everyone agreed that no one on Earth would make him change his mind. They hadn't reckoned with someone from Mars.